You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. Resting back, down, in, forward, whichever way feels like giving in to life. As if maybe we're resting on the wind or on the ground, on the lake, on your favorite place, on your favorite person, whatever. Welcome as you are. Cherished as you are. Open as ground or wind or water. Allowing sounds to come in and through. Feeling how equipped a human being is already, that already capacity to have already heard that sound that's already gone, but you heard it. That fresh and unshakable precision and kind of power to let it go, that it's let it be gone already without thinking about it. And as there's sometimes more relaxing, welcome, grounding, opening, more exquisiteness in the sound, and also more ordinariness, nothing special and exquisite at the same time. Exquisite means, let's say, so delicious. And then that kind of closed room feeling of the thinking mind. Where we think we live. just simply knowing the difference. The sound already happened, then the mind comes. The picture of a bird, a memory of a bird, a liking and a not liking, or treating as unimportant. That all just happens. Kind of like if the experience would be like writing on water with a stick or on the sky. The trails in the water from the stick, touching it, moving through it, the trails that come after, the reactions in the mind. Wanting it, not wanting it, or ignoring it. The subtle putting it up, putting it down, putting it out. And yet still the experience was there and something in us was in that experience. Faster than lightning. The exquisiteness or basic goodness in the actual stream of experience. And how different is our way of taking it? Our thoughts, images, memories, associations, projections. Breeziness, silkiness, intensity, unexpectedness, wildness in the stream of direct experience. The way the sound of what sounds like a bird unzips you. Somewhere unzips the sense of separation. And at the same time, the sense of separation goes on in its own version of our life. The part of us that we think we are, the part that thinks it knows, that's telling the story to no one, is always late. It's very fast, but it's always late, always after. Always in time. And just feeling that like a dandelion that's gone to seed, a puffball of seeds that could just be blown away. The unneed of story in that way. The hurt, the unfit, the non-fit. discomfort of story trying to replace life. And yet living lives. A living quality even in what doesn't breathe, a dead leaf, a stone. A living quality. Even in our reactions. Even in the thinking, a living quality. Resting back, down, in, front, wherever is restful. Where you could feel weight being heavy and openness opening and welcomed. And maybe welcoming. Heavy spreading out, sinking down, open, heavy and light. Nothing to guard. The flow of experience, or the now, the immediacy. Not even flow. The just now. The just before now. And allowing room for acknowledging the disturbances in the mind, the interferences in the mind. Just another thing happening by itself. Maybe no problem. Resting into body, letting body be its aliveness, not your idea. The knower about body we've left outside with our shoes. Within the soup of sensations, maybe where you feel aliveness more, or where you feel good. Or neutral. letting yourself into that goodness, that sensation, those sensations of goodness, or neutral, if there's a lot of pain. Neutral is good enough too. Somewhere, like a little part of a little finger or the left lower abdomen or whatever. All over, somewhere you can't locate, whatever it is. Not exactly trying to put a finger on it or nail it down, but maybe more like getting into a bed and pulling the covers all the way up. Just simple, allowed, and sometimes coming into contact with or inside of a good feeling. Sometimes it breaks so many rules that just that is shaky. And sometimes it's just good. And there's sort of release, a gradual arriving, releasing, steeping, drinking. And maybe sometimes with that releasing into what just feels simply a bit good or very good. We may also sense some intensity or energy kind of starting to flow or come alive. And maybe we can accommodate, have room for both releasing and maybe some intensity or energy gathering. Just as resting is letting go into sleep and refreshing. Energy coming in through resting. Somehow. And if you feel some parts wanting to get away from intensity, if you feel intensity, just noticing where are those points of pressure. Maybe relaxing, maybe just noticing.
just here. The ordinariness of resting into some good place. Maybe also feeling some intensity, as well as or yum. Just here, letting simplicity make it clear in all your cells what you're living for. What wakes you up, not in alarm. But maybe in awe. In participation. Willingness. Willingness maybe to be here or even to devote to. Not that person, that place, that thing, that practice, not even myself, but that mystery maybe. Where we may feel safe and alive. Not safe like we'll never bump our toe or never hear an unkind word, some other kind of safe. Or trust. Sort of a nest, maybe, feeling that's not confining. A nest that's about flying. Not staying back. Just patiently giving minutes. And maybe later giving hours, days, months, years. Just patiently waiting really to taste what is this quality, just experientially, not a name, a concept. Where you feel no separation or less separation. Where you feel like a child who says yes. With the whole body. That play. Absorbed. childlike tasting or knowing, body knowing. An unsplit knowing. Willingness. That with this quality, whatever it is, things make sense or don't need to make sense. And just love that. Drink that, breathe that, eat that. Sit on that, in that. Any word that kind of resounds to bring you back to knowing that simply. So this is part of the play of what, is there a word? Is there an image? Is there a memory? That kind of resounds you back to that childhood innocence where you sometimes could, would, did go with it or stay quiet with it, smile with it. Be held in its hand. And how that felt physically. How it feels. So bringing it back, if there's a memory. Coming back to it. And if nothing comes to mind, it could just work to remember a time that you were really laughing a lot, sincerely. Or you were just pausing like the monkeys that Jack described the other day. Just in the middle of everything, then just pause. Content. Or whatever way. That touches your reality. And even if it's like a thin trail of smoke that you can't stay with, catch, follow, but still some way that somehow you know. Whether it feels more like a wish for right now or an experience of, taste of. May I live in that. Feeling that texture, absorbing in that image, whatever way your mind works. May that be. That sinking, spreading, being welcomed that also is an openness that welcomes a transparency. Silkiness. Let yourself be touched inside by that. Everywhere possible. Not forcing. the release and intensity or power. Coming back with the help of whatever resonates. Memory, word, image, and if possible, feeling in the body, or a subtle feeling that may not be in the body. And what would be the way that you could enjoy having permission to feel this and let it free in you? To do what it does. Or just to keep it simple and the traditional method of may I be, fill in the blank, at ease. May I be welcome. Or may there be welcome and awakening. Awakening to welcome. Your shoulder, welcome. Your toe. Your programming. Your back, your spirit, your past. Your future. Filling. Gently filling with the feeling, like an underground spring filling the lake from within the lake. It doesn't have to blast. Sometimes, some days, for some people, it's easy. You can feel how the body and mind just know how to say yes to this. Some days it's impossible, and you could just go to your breath, feet, ground, sound, as you wish. And sometimes it's both. We can feel yes, and we can feel the pushing away. And we can maybe accommodate that awkwardness. Just honesty that there's yes and no, sometimes. We love it and we're afraid. Sometimes it's good to simplify and stay with one sentence or word or just a couple that you stay with, rather than jumping around to different words and images sometimes. Sometimes we might feel like, let me fill myself with that felt texture of ease. May I be at ease, might feel like I fill myself with it. And sometimes we might just feel as if that felt texture of ease just by feeling it fills. And we could just take off that little bit of pressure. Keeping or returning to a vividness, aliveness, the texture, with the felt sense, with the resonating. With the loving that you love. And maybe working with the breath. Maybe feeling the texture and bringing it back alive if you've lost track, before or with the in-breath, if needed. And allowing that quality to kind of sail out in all directions in your being with the out-breath is one way. Connecting and filling with the in-breath, and then allowing that to float or radiate through the rest of you. Gradually, if you wish, starting to open up your sense of self. Filling with that fluid or silky or breezy or solid, or embracing sensation, breathing in, and allowing that to give itself to radiate like a fragrance through all of you and out into the room, the ground. What is an enjoyable way of approaching this for you? You're allowed to do it that way. May there be ease. And awakening. And we may feel or imagine how all the creatures and maybe things we don't think of as alive, might also love to be filled with ease and awakening. As if this is a fragrance or fluid or breeze that fills you and flows out through your skin in all directions. The trees, birds, ants, people. And maybe, if you like, also earth, rock, building, air. Letting that expand, or expanding that, extending that as far as you like. May there be welcome and awakening. Maybe with a sense of transparency with sounds, the way that in the already awareness the sounds are welcome and awake. That maybe you are also that welcome and awake in your being. Maybe that potential is everywhere also. Sometimes a person that you know might come to mind and could include that person. Earth and waters and the creatures of the earth and waters, near and far. Hearing human beings included. Maybe letting your own sensing, feeling, or imagining of the world be a little bigger than what is comfortable. All that being born, living, and dying. Vibrant atoms, space. And that edge of knowing that there is beyond what we can imagine. May there be welcome and awakening. Letting the mind stretch, the heart. Letting there be room for all that doesn't make us like it all. Just feeling the liking, not liking as another subject. And still, breaking all our rules and as it is. May all that is be in welcome and awakening. Including ourselves. And in the last couple minutes, continuing with your own words in your own way, or pausing, letting go of that exercise. Just pausing. Anyone would like to ask or share anything?
I don't know if I can, articulate on that meditation. You were saying last week about conditioning not being ours, and I find it difficult to feel that. And it feels a bit like I can feel it is different, like it's like those things you wrap around pens, you know, with a kind of like a kid's thing, a toy, you know?
No, but that's okay.
Kind of like a pipe cleaner thing.
Okay.
Like a plastic thing that's got a funny head on or something. Like it wraps around all my limbs.
Mm.
Or like like vines on a tree at its most stuck.
Mm.
It's really...
Mm-hmm.
See it, you know. And then that's also the story with the boats, you know.
So when you notice something that you call programming, how do you know that it's going on? What are the signs of it?
Well, it's normally a reaction.
And what are the signs that it's a reaction in your experience? I'm not saying it's not a reaction, but just to get into that. So maybe we could check that today and go into it more in the afternoon, which I thought to do anyway. Like, it's good when we realize how much programming there is, but if we keep saying programming, and not like, well, what are we talking about? So like, okay, there's a sound, and immediately something has gone somewhere with the sound. Or we don't know where it came from, but suddenly there's fear or whatever.
Mm.
And what does the fear feel like in the body? As just two examples.
That's huge and varied.
Yeah, exactly. But it might be easier, because philosophically we can talk about it, and it might be helpful. But we have talked about that a lot already, so now we can go this other way. What do I mean by programming, experientially?
Well, but it's impersonal.
Well, that's what we're trying to feel, what's impersonal about it. If usually that is what my person feels like, it is all that reactivity.
Mm-hmm.
The personality is what we think we are, and it basically is just this bundle of programming, sanskara. Maybe that's a little simplistic, but basically. So in the experience of taking myself to be that, what is that experience like? What happens? What is the experience of what we call reactivity, reaction, or programming? And so then we could check things like there's a sound and what happens? There's a taste and what happens? There's a thought and what happens? I see a person in the distance, I don't know who they are, but something happens. There's a certain quality of breath, what happens? And we could, going in very, very finely, going in very, with more of a wide view of that.
There's so many things coming in from memories, from impersonal, it's still happening in this process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally grounded.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit wary when it comes to that word.
Yeah. Well, that it's we need to be wary of all the words. Definitely. Another cool way could be, since it is so pervasive and there's so many ways to, even experientially, to notice more and more and more about reactivity or programming, is like being with what we call nature. It's also all nature, but being with some trees and observing programming in nature. That tree, it's free to have all kinds of different shapes that are all really cool, but it's that kind of tree. It's not going to become a mango tree at any point in that lifetime. That same material might go inside a mango tree, but that the programming is making, working with the conditions at the time to come into that shape. And so also that can help us be a little more friendly about programming, that it's not, okay, now programming is down and not programming is up.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope I can get rid of that down programming so I can be up. There's also some way of feeling that it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And also that even though the tree is programmed, even though it's programmed and affected in time through factors and conditions, causes and conditions, it's still beautiful, and even if it's not beautiful, something kind of shines of it, through it or whatever, that we call emptiness or aliveness or whatever, too, so that the programming doesn't block the mystery. It's mysterious also itself. So is that enough to go on for, or too much to go on for?
Rest of my life.
I think it's still, as I often say, like the dosage of 80 to 90% of being in touch with the more, if you want to say, ineffable, like, or that comes across through and despite the programming, the feeling at home, feeling welcome, feeling joy, feeling spaciousness, whatever way, however faint, leaning towards that 80, 90% of the time. So we're talking, I'm not saying like, all right, everybody, stick your nose in the shit until 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or whenever we have. 10%, 20% of the time, like, feeling into programming, what's the experience of it? That's plenty. Any other question or sharing?
I have a question about, it might be the same thing, I'm not sure. A mind that's rebellious. So I've noticed that I'm watching this mind rebelling, throwing all its toys out of the pram, you know, a bit like a 2-year-old, I'm sure. And I feel a bit helpless, like, it's so determined. And yet I've also noticed that if it gets its way, and I do go for a second phase, that it doesn't want it, actually.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel good afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to feel terrible the next day. But it's determined and won't let go. So I'm not quite sure how to... Like, it doesn't... Like, I speak about caring, I care for it, but it doesn't feel like the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Something so strong and so...
Well, maybe caring can dare to ask, what do you want? Like, you don't really want that food. What do you want? One way to play. And just the, like, as Karenji's describing that, she feels helpless with it is another aspect of the impersonalness of it. The very fact of the strength of the programming that we're helpless in it. We, as we think we are, with the resources that we think of ourselves as having, can't do anything. Well, let's find out. I think it sounds to me like it'll be interesting to know what does it actually want. And like a child, like, yeah. What? Attention? Like what? Or there might be a need that has been ignored. Or, yeah. So another way of like, not just hating the idea of programming, not making the idea of programming in something to hate. That there, it's about causes and conditions. There are reasons for all of it, and it's usually about not feeling loved or feeling kicked out of life, or that maybe I'm not welcome. Or and so it's not just like to unwelcome the programming. Okay, let's enjoy this 2-day retreat that we just started. As if you just happened to be in Satsal and there happened to be a 2-day retreat and there was space for you. The weather turned fine and someone brought mattresses for you. And you have a private room. Someone's making lunch already. Thank you.